Welcome to the Podcasting Resources Guide. Today, we're exploring a significant update from YouTube that's poised to affect creators and podcasters who leverage the platform. I'm Polly, and with us is Jürgen Bearkessel, the founder of Polymash, to unpack YouTube's new policy requiring the disclosure of altered or synthetic content. The new policy requires creators to disclose when their content includes altered or synthetic media, specifically targeting realistic content that viewers might mistake for actual people, places, or events. Although primarily aimed at video content, this policy may also impact podcasters using YouTube to distribute their episodes, especially those incorporating AI-generated or altered audio that simulates realistic scenarios or voices. Jürgen, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Polly. A timely topic with far-reaching implications. But before we get deeper into it, here's a little fun fact admission for everyone. Our listeners likely already know this, but this very podcast, believe it or not, uses synthetic voices in its production chain. So if you ever thought I sound way too calm, you know, discussing complex digital strategies that I am actually super excited about now, you know, it's all the fault of our AI-enhanced vocal cords. And I guess this now means when we post this episode to YouTube, we need to disclose the fact that we used synthetic voices in our production.
Now, don't give away all of our secrets. Let's start with an overview. YouTube recently announced a policy that mandates creators to disclose when their content includes altered or synthetic media. Could you give us a bit of history and context about this change?
Absolutely. The policy stems from YouTube's recognition of generative AI's growing role in content creation. Generative AI allows creators to storyboard ideas, experiment with content enhancement tools, and more. However, there's an increasing demand for transparency regarding whether the content viewers consume is altered or synthetic. In response, YouTube introduced a tool in Creator Studio, necessitating creators to inform viewers when realistic content, content that could be mistaken for real people, places, or events, is created with altered or synthetic media, including generative AI. This policy isn't all-encompassing. YouTube isn't requiring disclosures for content that's clearly unrealistic, animated, or utilizes generative AI purely for production assistance. According to YouTube, the goal is to bolster transparency with viewers and build trust between creators and their audience, ensuring a transparent, informed community.
So, what do creators have to actually do when uploading a YouTube video?
When uploading a YouTube video, creators will encounter an altered section on the video details page. This section asks creators to select yes or no in response to the question, do any of the following describe your content? The options provided include three scenarios where the content A. makes a real person appear to say or do something they didn't, B. contains altered footage of real events or places, or C. generates a realistic looking scene that did not actually occur. This step requires creators to disclose the use of synthetic or altered content by accurately responding to the question based on the nature of their video.
With this new requirement in place, how do you think it will impact podcasters who use YouTube, particularly those incorporating AI tools in their content creation process?
The impact is minor at the moment. For one, it introduces an additional step in the content creation and upload process, as podcasters will now need to assess their content and decide if disclosure is necessary. But currently, the new YouTube policy primarily targets video content, requiring creators to disclose the use of altered or synthetic media. Most podcasters, especially those not incorporating video into their uploads, are not directly affected by this requirement. The policy's language is focused on visual content, such as making a real person appear to say or do something they didn't, altering footage of real events or places, or generating realistic-looking scenes that did not occur. However, it's conceivable that the policy could expand to include audio content in the future. For instance, the use of synthetic celebrity voices in podcasts could come under scrutiny, even if there's no video content involved. This isn't a requirement yet, but it aligns with broader discussions on the ethical use of synthetic voices, a topic we've explored in previous episodes. YouTube is at the forefront with this policy, and it's likely that similar guidelines could be adopted by other platforms as the technology evolves. For now, the impact on podcasters is minimal, but staying informed and prepared for potential future changes makes sense.
There's concern about how labeling content as altered or synthetic might affect listeners' perceptions. How do you see this playing out?
That's a crucial consideration. The label of altered or synthetic could carry connotations that might initially deter some listeners or viewers. However, it's important to remember that transparency doesn't diminish the value or authenticity of the content. Instead, it provides context. If a podcast uses AI to enhance storytelling, improve accessibility, or innovate in content delivery, disclosing this use can actually showcase the podcast's commitment to leveraging cutting-edge technology responsibly. Another likely future disclosure is the use of AI-generated music for a background track. The key here is communication. Effectively conveying the purpose and benefit of using such technologies can mitigate any potential negative perceptions.
With AI becoming increasingly integral to podcasting, is there a risk that this policy could limit creative freedom?
It's a valid concern. However, the policy is designed with a nuanced understanding of AI's role in content creation. It distinguishes between content that realistically could be mistaken for genuine and content that clearly falls into the realm of creative expression or is used in non-deceptive supportive roles like script generation or captioning. Rather than limiting creative freedom, the policy encourages creators to think critically about how they use AI to ensure that when they do use it in ways that significantly alter content, it's done transparently. This can inspire more thoughtful, innovative uses of AI that enhance the podcasting experience without misleading the audience.
Looking ahead, how do you anticipate this policy might evolve to encompass other forms of AI-generated content, such as music or visual elements used in audiograms for podcasts?
The trajectory of this policy suggests a broader application in the future, particularly as AI-generated content becomes more prevalent across various media. AI-generated music, for example, might soon require disclosure if it's indistinguishable from human-created compositions. Similarly, video platforms are increasingly utilizing AI to generate scenes for audiograms or to visually illustrate podcast episodes. These AI-generated visuals designed to enhance audiograms could indeed fall under the policy's disclosure requirements. The use of synthetic voices, another growing trend, is also likely to be included within the scope of this policy. The overarching aim is to maintain transparency about the origins and nature of content, ensuring that audiences are fully informed about what they're consuming and distinguishing clearly between human and AI-generated creations.
So the message is, stay tuned!
Lastly, do you believe these new labels could impact viewer engagement, particularly for podcasts discussing sensitive or controversial topics?
Transparency fundamentally is about building trust. For sensitive or controversial topics, clear disclosure can actually enhance credibility, showing the audience that the podcast is committed to honesty and integrity, even in the use of advanced technologies. While there might be an adjustment period, the long-term effect should be a more informed, trusting audience base. This policy could very well set a new standard for how we approach transparency and trust in digital content creation.
Thank you, Jürgen, for these insights. It's clear that while YouTube's new policy introduces considerations for visual creators, podcasters are not immediately impacted as much.
Exactly, Polly. Thanks for having this conversation.
That almost brings us to the end of today's discussion on the Podcasting Resources Guide. I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to Jürgen Bearkessel for joining us today and shedding light on YouTube's recent policy changes. It's clear that as podcasters and creators, we're navigating an ever-evolving digital ecosystem that demands both creativity and integrity. This policy marks a significant step towards ensuring transparency in content creation, and it's crucial for us to understand and adapt to these changes. If If you're seeking more insights into navigating the podcasting landscape, leveraging digital strategies, or simply looking to enhance your podcast growth, make sure to subscribe to the Podcasting Resources Guide podcast. Here at Polymash, we're dedicated to providing you with the tools and knowledge to thrive in the digital content space. Should you have any questions, thoughts, or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, please don't hesitate to reach out through our website, podcastingresourcesguide.com. Your input is invaluable as we continue to explore the corners of podcasting and content creation. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Polly. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with your podcast.